right here on Life 100.3. You're singing along and moving along with the song, How Can I Be Silent? And you're going to wonder the same thing, too. We're going to talk to the singer behind the song, Katie Hirst. She's with us right now. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning, Todd.
Hey there. Now, the song title is really ironic for you because when we get into your story, people are going to wonder how you could be silent. How did you get into singing? It's a very interesting story.
Yeah, it's really funny. I was basically pushed on stage by my worship leader when I was in high school. I would never sing in front of anybody. Loved to sing, and I in seventh grade, I felt when I was praying one day in my room that God, you know, just said very clearly, Katie, I want you to use your gift of music to tell people about me and tell people about the gospel. But I was so shy that I was like, sorry, God, I will do anything else but that, basically. So for years, I didn't sing. I was disobedient just because I was really afraid of like what my friends would think of me. And so got in high school, and my worship pastor basically was like, all right, Katie, I'm putting you on the schedule. You're singing this Wednesday, no questions asked. Ooh. And I was terrified. And so anyway, but if it wasn't for, you know, if it wasn't for him and then one of my mentors encouraging me and just saying like, hey, we're going to put you up there. We're going to put this in front of you. And they really helped me a lot. And so I think if it wasn't for them, I don't know if I would even be singing now.
Wow. It's so funny that you have that fear. We would have a fear of singing about God in front of people that love God. I mean, what's the worst that we think what would happen?
Yeah, I think for me, it was just like, I was so afraid of, and this sounds like so silly, but I was like, what if I'm not good? And what if all my friends, I sing in front of my friends and then I see them the next day at school and like I hit a bad note or something. Like, and I think really when it came down to it, I was super insecure and my approval came from what everybody else thought of me. And I had no idea like who I was in Christ. So that's why that had such a big effect on me. And so honestly, just like through being under the leadership of, you know, a couple mentors in my life, like that's kind of what, and them kind of just, you know, teaching me what, you know, what worship leading and what singing for the Lord looks like that's what kind of brought me out of that. And I remember one of my mentors telling me one day, she's like, hey, like, do you not realize that when you're singing, you know, you're singing on a stage, you're leading people in worship, like it is so not about you and it's not about what other people think of your voice or like these notes that you hit or anything. Like it's the opposite of that. You're supposed to be reflecting the Lord. So it took a few years and, you know, I'm still on that journey, but I think, you know, God for sure helps me break just that mindset of thinking that like this was about me in any way, shape or form.
How many things are being held back, I guess, by that mentality? You know, it could be singing, it could be any other little thing that God has gifted people in. And it's always other people that say, hey, you know what, you can really do this, and we don't believe it, and then we don't do it.
Yeah.
How can we be freer?
How to be freer is to okay, and this sounds really simple, but like this is just for me, what has helped me a lot is to do the day in and day out, getting up every single morning and like getting in my Bible and actually like, you know, walking with Christ. Because I think the more that we walk with him and the more that we read his word, like the more free we become because we're becoming more like him. I think like he teaches us what freedom looks like in the daily little things, like the time where we just get to spend with him. And I think that is like the biggest key. Mm.
Katie Hirst and How Can I Be Silent is coming up. Katie, thanks for speaking with us this morning.
Thank y'all so much for having me.